podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they are talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and Babble. Cheers.
So is that a no then, huh?
Anybody need a beep? Yeah, everybody need a beep?
Not yet.
So, 1, 2, 3, but no Raj. Edward?
Start your engines.
I opened it. Shit.
That's okay. Oh, did you fuck your thing up?
Yeah, it's real touchy.
Ah. Yeah, that's what she said. Oh, good crack.
I know what that means.
Crack attack back, because welcome back to the Basement Bar, Beers and Babble.
Yeah.
The show's so nice, we did it twice. We've got Dennis, Roger, Spencer, and Tub E.
DJ Tub E, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking
in
best.
Here tonight.
Dude, I remember we used to have like at the old house, we had parties in the backyard. We got to do that fucking here. Where you set up your DJ booth.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
You were tight, man.
We got to fix that one monitor, though.
Yeah, we do. We really do. Yeah. It has no high end anymore, doesn't it? So how's your week been, guys? Like, has it been slow, busy, fucking fast? What's going on? Because mine absolutely fucking sucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Oh,
walk,
my God.
Walk me through it. What's been happening?
Well, my back hurts thinking about it. It's just...
Yeah. Is it from carrying that team?
No, not at all. Not at all. I got a really solid work team, and we've all been kicking ass, but just... It's like wake up, work, go home, eat dinner, go to bed, do it all again. And it's a short week for us. I know, but it's a short week for us. It's 4 days, and I've never worked a longer week in my life. Yeah, we get Good Friday off.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man.
We're not Good Friday off. What is this shit?
But we have to work double tomorrow because we're not going to be there Friday.
Oh.
But like everyone else is still working.
So you're making up the time. It's not a free day.
Oh, we're working our fucking asses off right now.
Okay.
This is really busy season.
That's
right now.
Why you meant when you said tomorrow I have a long day.
Yeah.
Do you not have practice tomorrow then?
Oh, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah,
it's just work. Work's going to start early and end late.
Damn.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Does it feel the same for you, Dennis?
Oh,
you,
definitely.
You guys work at the same place.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been the same thing. It's been wake up, get to work, try to be on time. Jesus Christ. Holy shit. And work my ass off and then go home and fucking sleep and then wake up and do it again.
There's a lot of hard labor. A lot of you're running around moving things.
You're definitely
things.
Running.
That's our job.
Yeah, you're definitely running around all the time and, you know, you got to lift a bunch of boxes and shit like that all the time. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, the way that I look at it is you're getting a workout every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Yeah.
In some sort. Heck yeah. Some sort. Yeah. Definitely.
And we're always like the last link. Like, everybody works so we can do our job, and our job is to get it out of the building correct into the right places and get a lot of money for our company. So
there you go.
We have a really important job. So it's, yes, you're working your ass off and the labor's like crazy, 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 but your mind's so fucking focused. Like, you know, you can do mindless work like chuck dirt and holes and, throw shit around and stuff like that. But ours is like, I need you to go grab, 400 boxes really quick, but make sure every number's correct.
Right.
It's tough. So, my week's been shit, and just that's the main cause. What about you guys?
All right.
Roger's looking there and he's like,
retired,
well,
man. Yeah.
He's like, I didn't do
Wait,
shit.
Actually, I do have a question for the retired
my
wife.
My biggest thing is I just got to make sure the coffee's done in the morning for your mom.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I was going to ask. Like,
that's why we got the new coffee maker with the timer, so I put it
set
together
that
before,
home before
I
go to bed.
Yeah, before I go to bed and I ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah, I was going to ask what the retired life is like. What's that routine like, wake up, coffee, and just fucking chill out?
Well, he's got a lot of yard to maintain.
I actually work harder now than I did when I worked.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's good to hear.
And the house looks beautiful.
It does.
You're doing
a
fantastic job.
Just need the weather to break so I can get out and start working outside.
Yeah.
It's summertime, Raj, is dangerous, Raj.
Yeah.
That motherfucker never comes inside. He's always has shit to do. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It must
five
be
five acres to take care of out there.
Must be the end of winter. You're looking pretty pale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this man, yeah, changes races in the summer. What about you, Eddie?
Very busy at work. I've got a lot of projects I've been working on. I'm doing many things all at the same time, and it's like little by little kind of progressing towards
it. Oh, yeah.
I built a new phone server we're going to swap out. Been working with the cameras and stuff still. Had to figure out an automated watermark for PDF program for the sales. I've been just one thing after another, migrating everybody to Windows 11 because that goes obsolete. Windows 10 is obsolete in October. So you
do new shit on top of like fixing broken shit at the same time?
So I have like a laundry list of projects that I work on that are infrastructure to help better the company.
Yeah.
But then there's a long list of tickets that come in every day that are like, this is broken, help me. This is broken, help me. Yeah. I need this. So, yeah, it's a lot of bouncing back and trying to manage your time is wild.
What's the oldest software that you've had to like fix? Like you got there and looked at a computer like, what the fuck? Like you still have this? Like
I think
at your new company.
Yeah. I think the Cilium, which is a big robot that welds and like cuts corners and shit for the sinks, I think that's still running Windows 98.
What?
Okay.
So yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
And you know all the like different softwares and shit like that? Like
yeah, they're well. So when you say software,
yeah,
do you
sorry,
mean operating I, systems
sure,
like the
yeah,
different
I,
versions
I'm not,
of Windows?
I'm not very computerized. Because
there's an
like
incredible
you,
amount of software. Software is any program you're using within. But
yeah,
anyway.
I'm talking about like Windows 98,
yeah,
99,
yeah, yeah.
2000.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I started with Windows 95. That was the first computer I had, and went up from there. You know,
nice.
I miss AIM, AOL Instant Messenger. Yeah. Dude, that shit was amazing. When we realized we could text each other over the, and it wasn't texting, it was instant messaging.
Yeah, it was
fucking
bam.
Game changing. That's when kids started sitting in front of their computers just talking all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
chat
box.
The day that direct messaging came out, where you could actually send pictures, was amazing. Because I took a picture of my ass, and I would, for the direct message.
Back in my day,
you had
to sit on the fucking printer.
Sit on the copy machine.
Yeah.
That's how you get a picture of your ass.
So for the direct message, you would have to initiate it, and the other person would have to accept it before you could send anything.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't just they automatically get it. And
they would probably implement that back.
They would accept it, and then they'd get a picture of my ass, and I'd go, aren't I an ass?
Yeah.
I was 12 years old. I mean, it was funny to me.
Right? Yeah.
Needless to
ass.
Say, the amount of people who started accepting my direct messages diminished. So
they're like, there's that ass again.
Yeah, message from Eddie? I don't know about this.
Yeah,
one.
I don't know about
I
that.
Have to accept it? No.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Because the next one is, aren't I a dick?
Right? No, the resolution wasn't. It was just like super pixelated and way smaller than it actually is. I mean, it's real small. It's going
to
look
way
smaller.
No, it's definitely
too
scale. Yeah, it's definitely too scale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's 3 pixels.
3 pixels?
See, back in my day, on the copy machine, you could like enlarge it.
Right?
It's all warped and shit. It's like, it's wide. You're like, wait a minute. Wait, what the fuck?
Now, the greatest and the worst
Photoshop.
Thing. Yeah.
My shaft is longer. Never mind.
The greatest and worst thing about AOL Instant Messenger was the away message. You would set your away message, and it'd be funny or beautiful. It was like voicemail, you know, for your instant message.
Yeah. Like how emails can be like, I am gone. Yeah, like that.
Yeah, yeah, like an automatic reply nowadays, yeah. But this was your instant messenger. It was always up there, and it was public, and anybody who was your friend could see it and all that. So freshman year, I was dating this girl. And we hadn't been together long, but I wasn't feeling it. And so I wrote my away message as, hey, everybody, come on out and see The Hobbit, the Garber musical tonight at 7 o'clock or whatever. It's going to be a great show. Oh, by the way, yada yada, I'm breaking up with you.
Lovely.
Wow. I was an asshole.
Yes,
I was
you
a
were.
Terrible, damn. Terrible, terrible 14-year-old.
Damn.
And I broke up
that
with
had
that
a
poor
lead
girl.
In the musical and
broke up with that poor girl on a public away message. That she, yeah. Like, Yep. Thinking back on it now, I deserve to go to hell. I'm a terrible person. I'm so sorry.
I think it's great. that's wonderful. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I wish we could bring that back. That would be fun, wouldn't it? I got a weird question for you guys. I want to hear it from all of you, but do you guys have that certain smell or certain just vibe that brings back like old great memories, you know, like something that you would want to go back to?
That old factory sensor?
Yeah. You guys have anything?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
It's a little tearjerker, if I do say so myself, god damn it. But
start jerking some tears.
Yeah, I'm going to jerk some tears real hard.
That's what I use as lubricant.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. That is so bad.
Shit. Fuck. God damn it. Now I'm going to get a little real now. Fuck.
All
right.
Yeah, he's going to get all sad, and you're just going to still be like,
yeah.
He's ready yet.
Yeah, it's okay. All right. So it has to do with a certain type of cologne, right? Okay. My father, who passed away in 2016, used to wear this cologne all the time. It was Stetson. It was Stetson Classic, right?
Okay.
He's good smelling shit.
Yeah, man. And he used to wear that shit all the time. And, you know, when he did pass away, he still had a couple bottles left, and I would use that all the time. And then eventually it ran out. Okay. That was 2016. Fucking fast forward until last year, Christmas. I was at a fucking... I was at a Christmas party at my mom's house, and we were doing a White Elephant gift exchange. And I remember I was in the... on the couch waiting and all, watching everybody open their gifts and shit. And all of a sudden I see this dude who's my stepbrother. And he opened this gift, and he opens it, and I look at it. I'm like, no fucking way. I was like, it was the fucking Stetson fucking cologne.
Oh, shit.
And I look at it, and I'm like, no way. I'm stealing the fuck out of that right now. Hell yeah, dude. And I look at him. I'm like, yeah, you. I was like, hand it over. And he was just like, why do you want this? I was like, shut the fuck up. And I was like, I want that. And I took the gift. And then later on, I got home. And I was with my girlfriend, Shannon. And I opened it up. I was like really quick to like open it up and shit like that. So I ripped it open and I fucking unscrewed it. And I sniffed it. And it was just instant memories of my dad, right? And I actually did kind of cry a little bit, man.
Aww.
Yeah, I didn't mean to get all a little sappy and shit right now, yeah, but like, shit, man, though. Dude, I just remember I opened this cologne and I just went, and I just kind of froze. And I was like, God damn it, dude. And I was like, that's him, man. And I was like, that's him.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, talking about certain smells and shit like that, it just like pops into your head, man, like certain memories, you know.
Right.
But that was my favorite one. All right. It was my favorite one.
Something like that. It's like if I'm ever on a boat, like if you're on like a jet boat or a pontoon or anything like that, and you stand on the side and where the waves come crashing up on the side of the boat, that mist or that you know, like the fucking driplets that come up, that has a certain smell.
Yeah.
It's not, you can't just stand on the side of a lake and smell that smell. It's certain, you know, I don't know what it is. It's like takes it off, but that reminds me of the cottage up north. That reminds me of the family
the
going
spray.
Out. Yeah, that spray that when you breathe that in, it's like, oh. So anytime I'm on a boat or on something that can go in the water and it has that spray or whatever you smell in, it has a certain smell. Yeah. I swear to God, I'm not fucking with you. It's not. You can't stand on the side of a lake and smell it. It's that smell that brings me back to the cottage, and those were as a kid. Something I'll cherish forever. I love that place, you know. I would pay, you know what? Fuck it. The last episode we talked about, what would you do with $10 million? And I would find a way to pay to go back to that.
Yeah. I would
give all my goddamn
fill
money.
The lake back up.
Yeah, fill that. Yeah, no shit. Fill
the
lake
back on the pontoon.
Yeah, back on a pontoon. Go into the swimming hole, man. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Oh, talking about a pontoon real quick. We were at a gig. You and I were. And do you remember? It was that fucking, BMO's. BMO's.
That house with the pontoon and the porch?
We looked over and there was a house.
A boathouse.
There was a house and their front porch.
Is a pontoon?
It's literally a pontoon. They made it into a
really?
Porch.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever noticed that.
Yeah, they
That's
put
wild.
That pontoon right on the house.
Crazy.
Yeah. I looked over and I was like, is that a fucking pontoon?
I have to drive down Madison and check that out.
Yeah,
That's
really
crazy.
Cool. Yeah, it's really cool. It's by their side parking lot.
Hey, pontoon house people, if you're listening to this, good
Fuck
for
yeah.
you.
yeah.
We're stealing your porch.
Yeah, right. Got to go hit the lake. They just fucking trailer. They put their porch on a trailer. Yeah. And I can get after it. That's awesome.
No, maybe they're trying to, instead of being a home, it's a houseboat now.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, it's a houseboat. Yeah.
So we're coming back.
Boathouse. Houseboat. Yeah,
we were coming back in from deep sea fishing, and we're coming right back into the key by the harbor. And there is a literal fucking house, like house, cottage, porch, awning, swing on what looked like a raft in the ocean.
That's sick.
It was a house boat, like a literal house on a fucking like pontoon. It was the wildest thing.
Damn.
Because you think of house boats like a boat that has all the amenities. No, bitch, this was a house boat.
On a raft. Like, it's like a raft house.
Yeah,
I wonder how that
wild
plumbing would
road house.
Yeah. Right? They just in a the hole ocean, in the floor.
Just goes right down the hole.
Could you imagine, dog? Are you kidding me? You fucking lay a duke?
Barracuda.
Right in the fucking, you put it right in the
barracuda
ocean.
Barracuda comes
shit
up and
floating
you
by your house.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe that was Sue's house.
Instead of
tsunamis.
Tsunami's house.
Yeah. What about you, Eddie? Any
no,
smells?
Really quick, like you know those shirts that said like I pet a sea or a sea ray today or a stingray. I pet a stingray.
Yeah.
It's like I shit on a stingray today. I'm sorry.
That's
Eddie,
awesome.
Any smells that bring up back old memories?
Shitting on stingrays, man. That brings back.
Yeah, man. Holy shit.
A good smell.
You never forget your first sting shit.
Yeah. Salty shirts, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that old couple that was sitting in church, and she looked at her husband and says, I just had one of those, like, silent farts. What should I do? And he looks back at her and says, get your hearing aid checked.
Oh.
That was awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, smells for me are gasoline.
Okay.
Gas or diesel. Trucks, all that.
Gas stops.
Yeah. But it brings me to the railroad. Growing up on the railroad, my grandpa's railroad out there, Junction Valley, that working the spook train and everything. And that's I love that, man. The chainsaws smell, that gas coming out the chainsaw, or the diesel from the train.
So you get that quite often, then. That's really cool.
Yeah.
To find something
really,
simplistic like that.
Yeah.
That smell always reminds me of like riding the school bus and shit like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Fuck, there's a topic I need to write down.
School bus?
Dude, like school bus stories.
Oh,
I've got
I have
some fucking
school bus stories.
Damn.
What about you, Pops? What's a smell that you just that'll just take you right back? Take you right to it.
Oh boy.
All right.
I'll give you one.
I mean I'm
just kidding.
The smell of tequila and the smell of whiskey kind of gags me. Yeah. I'm getting sick on them.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
And peppermint schnapps. Those are three things I cannot drink anymore. Can't drink whiskey, peppermint schnapps, or tequila.
I don't like tequila. But
brings back some bad memories.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, sorry. This is, between cologne, dead dad stories, and fucking throwing up, like, we're supposed to be fart jokes and stuff, man.
We're doing great. We're doing fantastic.
No, that was just, that's a really cool thing to think about.
I mean, that really is. Yeah, no, I don't mean to discredit you.
And I hope that.
I just feel bad that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up like that, man. I was just,
no, it's a really beautiful story.
Yeah,
it is.
Very cool.
I thought so, man. Yeah.
I hope the listeners think about that topic and go, oh, fuck, man. There is some smells that actually bring you back, you know?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. When this is a weird one, and I have something that goes along with this a lot.
Let's hear it.
And I'll answer first, okay? When do you feel the most in control? Okay, and this is a tough question, and this is weird for me to say this, but I feel more in control when I'm drunk than when I'm not.
With yourself or like your surroundings or like
myself.
How so?
Myself and my thinking, to be honest.
Gotcha.
I can't be belligerent, but I can be.
Like, you got a nice buzz, and you have that confidence.
Yeah.
You got that liquid courage.
See, that's
the
thing, is because I get afraid to do things when I'm sober sometimes.
Yeah.
And when I get that confidence, I'm like, oh, no, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how I'm going to handle it. And then I get belligerent. And then it's like, all that shit goes out the window. It's either I'm going to fight somebody or I'm going to win $1 million. Like, there's no in between.
You become a fucking Jaeger Hulk just mowing people down
exactly.
in the street.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I remember fucking Thanksgiving, and we walked outside, and there was a, or not, the night before Thanksgiving, we walked outside, and there was a fight, and someone had BMOS had taken care of, or not BMOS, but the shot. And he was just like, get the fuck outside, get the fuck outside. And I went out there. And Eddie was like talking with him, trying to be the nice guy, like settling him down. And I came out and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? My beer almost spilled. And then I became friends with him and I was like, oh, this is bad. Yeah. This is bad. I need to get back inside before the bartender says, you can't come in either.
Yeah. That was fun.
This is kind of silly, but I feel the most in control whenever I have a clipboard in my hand. Doesn't matter what the occasion is, but if I have a clipboard,
he just feels good.
Holy shit. Like, if you're in a group of people and you see a man or a woman or whatever with a clipboard, you're going to look at them and be like, oh, shit, they got some stuff. Like, yeah, they got some shit to say, man.
Meanwhile, the clipboard's empty.
Yeah, there's nothing on the clipboard.
Nobody ever questions the clipboard.
You just got to have a clipboard. And they're like,
oh,
shit.
You can do anything and walk into anywhere if you have a ladder or a clipboard.
Yes. That's true. That is true. That is true. You walk anywhere with a ladder, and you're going to get in. Yeah.
People snuck into the Super Bowl with a fucking ladder.
Yeah,
they did.
You wear a little yellow vest and a ladder, and they're like, oh, yeah, come this way. Yeah, you're checking out this? All right. Yeah,
cool. Are you them? Come on.
Man. It's a little paradoxical, but I feel the most control when I'm not in control. So,
to give you a sense,
and it's only
he likes to be dominated like you, Raj. Lay on your back, buddy.
Never said I liked it.
No. Like the vacations, the time,
life jacket.
Like when we've gone with, when we've gone with Jason and Chrissy, they have everything planned out and you don't have to think about anything. You don't have to worry. Like you're not in control of anything.
Because
you're just going with the flow.
Yeah.
And that's when I feel the most in control, because I feel the calmest and the most relaxed when it's like, oh, yeah, they know what the fuck's going on. Yeah. I don't have to think about anything.
Oh, going with the flow is the best control.
Yeah, that literally is my zone.
Oh, yeah.
I love just when I don't – it's a day that I don't have anything planned. I don't have to be anywhere. I don't have to fucking do anything. That's it. Yep. That's –
Yeah. See, I like having to be somewhere and doing something. I just don't want to be in charge of that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Sorry,
So, like, when Roger's pub here – when he hosts his pool parties and everything like that, it's like even Robin, she'll be like, what are we doing today? I was like, I don't know. I just know I got to show up at my parents, and I got to bring beer, and I got to sit outside and soak up the sun. And those are my favorite days.
Sounds like a day,
because we're here from 10 in the morning until fucking a bonfire at 2 o'clock in the morning, and we go home. You know, it's just amazing. It's a fun
feeling.
And for
most of those days, I feel great. And then I got to cook. And I like cooking. I really do. I love cooking. But then I get in my head and I'm like, fuck, this is too done. This is not done enough. Are these good? Are they going to like these? Is this good? But I love it, but it's anxiety at the same time.
It's your own fault.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I get for cooking so well.
Yeah, right. That's
has anybody here ever complained about your cooking?
No, but it's just my own fucking neuroticism.
I'm curious about your cooking now. I never had it. Yeah, I kind of want it now.
You never trust a skinny cook. That's what
true.
I was
what
that
the fuck
so
have they
true.
Hate? You know,
that
what
so
do they
true.
Have? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that it's every time, though, because, you know, I'll be over here. I'll be like, fuck, when we eating? And they're like, well, Eddie will be here in 30 minutes. So and that's when you know, oh, we're having either burgers or steaks or something on the grill, you know.
Man. That one time we barbecued ribs. That was so good. Mm.
Slip right off the bone and shit.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
They were great.
There was one time where Eddie cooked really quick so me and him could go play golf. Like, he came over and he was like, I just got to cook dinner really quick and they can eat and we can go play golf. And we did it. We ended up fucking doing it. Yeah, it was a fun day.
Or the one time.
Well, see, this summer you may not have to worry about that because now Alicia's new boyfriend loves grilling and making all kinds of shit, man.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah. You may be able to sit around with the rest of us and drink and make him cook.
Fair enough.
I ain't going to try it. Anyway.
Yeah, I cook a mean hot dog.
So you're not gonna eat the barbecue ribs and the briskets and all that kind of stuff?
I'll settle for the cereal. Anyway.
Oh, man. Sorry. I got to talk about a brisket real quick, man. Oh, fuck.
What the
fuck? You said brisket, man.
Yeah. Me too. After you. Me too. No, I had a brisket thing today.
Holy shit.
Really?
Okay, I
let out a brisket this morning.
Ah. The only time I had a brisket
did
was
did you put
in
it on a sea ray? Or a stingray, I'm sorry.
The only time I had a brisket, like an actual brisket, was at a fucking barbecue place in Midland called Molasses. You hate it, but it's fucking good,
no, it's
though.
Not,
it
dog.
Is
not.
So all
right,
good.
Here,
you calm down. I'm two against one right now. You calm down.
We deal with cardboard boxes at work. I'm going to cut one up. I'm going to give it to Dennis. He's probably going to be like, that's some damn good brisket.
Yeah, you really? Calm down. I've had it once.
That's what the last day is like, dog.
I've had it
you
once.
You got it the good time. The one said, good time they cooked it right. Because the few times I've been there, every time it's ass.
Really?
I do not like that.
I don't like
that.
Really?
Fucking don't.
Okay, okay.
The towers were
minus. The towers are great, minus the brisket for a second.
Talk about the towers, too. Yeah.
I'm gonna talk about the towers.
Yeah, the but, ribs are brisket.
The
not
chicken
not
wings,
good.
Though. The chicken wings that they Ooh. Have. They,
okay. The chicken wings fuck are yeah. good, but oh. you, fuck yeah. you because you can't have them. That's
they
the
put,
only thing.
They put like sugar and
no,
shit on
No, you're fucking
that
right.
Oh, my
You're fucking God. Right. You're
it's
fucking
so
right.
good. So good. But no, it was the only time that I had a brisket, okay, Eddie?
Yeah.
It was the only time I had a brisket. And they said they prepared it 24 hours prior, and I was like, all right, that's what you're supposed to do, right? What are you talking about?
12. Yep.
You cook it for 12 to 14 hours.
Right. Okay, sorry. My 24 hours was a little bit too
yeah,
much.
That, yeah, you're right. That's 12. Yeah, that's why it's fucking dry.
So it's okay.
Anyway, right. sorry. Continue. We keep interrupting you.
No, it's okay.
Continue.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
No, you forgot where it was going.
Yeah, I know. That was about it, though. I had a brisket there, and I fucking loved it, but it was my only time having a brisket. So which brings me to the question, Eddie, can you cook a better brisket?
I don't know. Probably not, because I've never done it.
Okay. I feel like you could
if I had
figure
a smoker,
it out, though.
Yeah. Oh, he's asking, can you cook a better brisket than molasses?
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
In fact, yeah. checker Dennis, he's
the
never
best,
done it.
Best brisket, sorry. Best brisket I ever had.
I was two against one on that. Holy fuck. Yeah.
It was Smoking Johnny V's when they were in Corona. That was the best brisket I ever had. But yeah. today, Tiffany and I went to Arby's. And you know how we were talking about, oh, you're looking at the...
Are you about to tell me that Arby's has a better brisket than molasses right now?
Yeah. yep. So, so we go there, and you Hell know how yeah. we talk about, like, oh, you look at the menu, and you're like, oh, I'm going to try something different today. Well, son of a bitch, I did. I got their smokehouse brisket sandwich. And it's the same price as the...
Brisket sandwich is good, too.
Well, and it's the same price as the beef and cheddar max that I normally get.
Oh, I love beef and cheddars, though. That's my main go-to.
But it was much smaller. Shake. It was the only my only qualm with it was much smaller. There wasn't a whole lot in there. But what was in there was
a
actually
lot of what?
Brisket, meat, everything. Meat,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah. So,
a lot of love. That's what I was trying to get.
Brisket, oh, yeah. whole lot of love?
Yeah.
So, sorry. it was actually really good. It had cheese and fried onions on it, and I don't like fried onions.
But the Krispies?
But I really liked
the
their
Krispies?
Fried onions.
Yeah.
Those were actually really good, yeah. Mm. So fucking Arby's, man. Brisket sandwich.
You tell me how that shit is later.
That was not bad.
Was it really limited, good. Or do they still have it?
No, I think it's a normal menu item, yeah.
Oh, I don't go to Arby's often, so.
I don't.
It's far away, isn't it?
You said Arby's, right?
Arby's. Not Hardee's.
Like the fucking
Arby's.
Sign that looks like a little fucking... What
you
is
know,
it?
Arby's,
what is it? We have the redhead hat, baby. Yeah.
yeah, it's a hat. Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, you
brisket.
Know what? You know what's actually
what
weird?
What the fuck
that
was
just,
the question?
That just
what
popped
did we start
up.
Out
no,
talking about?
Just settle down. Here's the deal. When do you feel most in control?
When I'm at Arby's.
Holy shit, an ADHD full room. What the fuck, yeah.
You know what I just thought Love about it. Is did the Texan, did that motherfucker steal Arby's hat?
No shit. Yeah, no, you're right.
He
yeah.
did do it, too. He
Maybe,
the,
yeah.
He had the fucking two-gun shooter, boy.
That was yeah. a whole person, though. That wasn't just... That was his hat. For
That's
Arby's.
What I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It fell. It tumbled when they fell down. It tumbled near the Arby's. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Most control. How are we doing? All right. Yeah.
yeah.
Well, obviously yeah, the no. Texan did not have control of his hat. Raj,
what?
When do you feel most in control?
When, I guess when you're very knowledgeable about a certain subject, I know a lot of things about, or I know a little about a lot of things, but I do know a lot about some things.
You seem so. You look like a type of person that would know a lot about anything. Yeah,
not about anything.
I feel like you'd be most
but
control
like,
at the stadium.
But it's like if you're stadium. But if you know, if you're in a discussion and you know damn well you're right, mm-hmm. and you know the facts and everything, that's when I feel most in control.
Is when you know you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you know
yeah.
everything about that subject.
Yeah.
And other
yeah.
people don't.
Yeah.
But they think they do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you just kind of like take control and yeah. say, this is.
I'm going to teach you. Yeah. Let me learn.
Can you give us an example of like just a
oh,
topic
geez.
That you're like, oh, I fucking know this? I'm like, what?
MSU
sports. MSU football. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Definitely. Yep. Yeah.
A lot of with beer business, or you know, this just like instances where you know you're at a party and they have draft beer going, and it's coming out all fucking foam, and they're just sitting there and fucking pumping. You got too much pressure on there. Oh no, you got to pump it. Okay, whatever. You know, mm-hmm. I'll wait till everybody's done, and then I'll just release the pressure on the keg and nice. Pour me a nice fucking glass.
He's done it before. I've seen it.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I've seen it. They've been pumping it. It was at that graduation party we went to. Yeah, and they were pumping it.
Yeah,
and
I wish I would have known that back in the day.
Well, no one understood. And Raj came in and tried to tell him, and they were just like, okay. And they kept pumping it. And he was like, no. That's not releasing pressure. That's putting pressure in it. Oh, yeah. So we went over and he released the pressure and it worked. And they had, by that time, wasted like half that motherfucking keg. Stupid. Mm. Who asked for one?
I did.
All right.
Over here.
I get that.
Just things like that.
It must be a generational thing, don't you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a keg stand, Raj?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Back. That was back before they were even called keg stands.
Yeah, what was it called back then? They're just like, hey, get up here.
Yeah. What did they call it in your generation?
They didn't really call it anything. Can you do this? Yeah, hold my beer. You know?
Hell yeah.
What generation is that?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm just saying.
I was a boomer? I was 2 years out of the boomer age.
Oh, you're a Gen X, eh?
I'm a Gen Xer.
Gen Xer. Yeah. That leads me to my next question. You're a millennial, aren't you, Eddie?
I am a millennial.
Yeah. You know what, Roger? I missed out by 3 years from being a millennial, and now I'm stuck with the fucking idiots of Gen Z.
Yeah.
The Zoomers.
Yeah, the Zoomers. The Zoomers.
I'd like to tell you it was not my fault, but I guess it probably is, isn't it?
Yeah.
We only have one Boomer.
That 4th of July, I just had to get you. You know what? You could have kept it in.
We only have one Boomer.
You could have met Sue that night, too, you know?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And that's Donna. Donna's the Boomer.
Donna's the Boomer. Raj, you can say that to Donna, whenever she says something to you, you'd be like, okay, Boomer. Yeah. You have the right to say that now. Yeah. Yep. It's crazy.
I don't know if he has the right.
Probably not.
But he would be correct.
Yeah. Like, basically,
yeah. Just speaking facts. Yeah, yeah.
Basically, I just say, oh, is that how old people talk?
Nice.
You know,
my wife is, she's great.
Oh, yeah.
Loves death. But, you know, she was born with wings. And you know why was she? Why I say that?
And we all thought, oh, he's calling her an angel.
Okay, why?
Because dirt wasn't invented yet.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Wow.
So we're at fucking family dinner celebrating my sister's birthday.
Yes.
And he goes, my wife was born with wings, and we're all like, aw. Oh,
yeah.
And he goes, because dirt wasn't invented yet. And the two motherfuckers that laugh at the table are me and Eddie. Why every other person at the table just went, God damn it.
That's wild, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, got pissed at him, and me and Eddie are like, fuck it!
Man, that Coke roast was good, though.
That Coke roast was so good. Did I tell you I felt like shit the next day? And not because, not because we were drinking Centennials. It's because I ate so much food.
Oh.
Oh, my God, dude. I was laid out, belly popping out like a motherfucker. Dude. Like, I'm like Popeye when it comes to food. But instead of spinach and, like, my muscles go big, it's like food and my belly just goes huge.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous, dude.
Speaking of Coke.
I can sniff a muffin and bloat.
Speaking of Coke.
What?
If Pinocchio was a Coke addict and he lied about it, would it make it worse?
Probably. I mean, imagine the line he could do.
Yeah, no
he
shit.
Could steal someone else's Coke from the other table.
You just look over to your right. Yeah, just be like, oh, yeah, you're fucking 30 feet over there.
It's like those extendable forks, you know? Picking off somebody else's plate.
Pinocchio probably was a Coke addict. He's like, hey.
He's like, make my nose bigger.
Ask me a question so I can sniff up the Coke over there.
That was a sentence, though. Pinocchio was probably a Coke addict. I love that. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah.
It's probably why his nose went all wonky. Yeah. Acid in the head, Coke in the nose. Yep.
Meatballs for everyone. Yeah.
Do you do drugs? No. Not
right
here.
Right down to a line.
And then he's like,
I don't do drugs here. I do them over there.
Holy shit.
What the fuck?
That's great.
Speaking of generations, Dennis.
What are you in? Yeah. What are the generations?
Yeah, like
what are the dates?
Start in the beginning.
Start in the beginning. All right, I have this little list here.
Start in the beginning.
Fact checker Dennis.
Yeah, man, we got
to get a little jingle of fact checker Dennis.
Yeah.
And it's got to end with bing.
We have.
Yeah. Bing. Yeah,
right, starting off on this list that we have here, we have the lost
like James
generation.
Ears, yeah.
The Lost Generation.
Don't worry about them. Nobody can find them.
I like how it says the generation of 1914, but it says it starts in 1890 and ends at 1915.
Okay.
Wow, because they just don't know.
They're all lost.
Yeah.
We don't know where they are.
Yeah, right. Who spoke about it?
Most of them are probably in the ground.
And then next we have the... Oh, I'm going to fuck this up. I fucked it up earlier. Fuck. The Interbellum.
Yeah, okay.
You gotta fact check me on my fucking pronunciation. Yeah.
Fact check the fact checker.
Yeah. The Interbellum generation, we have 1901 to 1913.
Fact check the fuck.
Oh shit, and also says the youngest age today. I don't know when this post was like posted though, but apparently whenever this post was posted, the youngest age today was 104 and the oldest was 116.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. All right, and then...
She ought to be just a poet at this point.
Yeah.
The youngest was 104?
That's what it says. Yeah.
If you were part of that generation, your age today would be 104 or 116.
God, I'm really young.
Yeah. And then next we have the greatest generation.
Oh, there we are.
The greatest one. Not you. Not you. Not you, though. I mean, unless you were born in 1910 to 1924.
And Roger.
And yeah,
it
actually, it does say that. In parentheses, it says "and Rogers Mingle." Yeah,
that owns a pub.
Yeah,
if you own a pub and your name is Roger, you're also a part of this.
Yeah, yeah.
They backdate it for you.
Yeah. And then we have the Silent Generation from 1925 to 1945.
Now, who spoke up about that?
Yeah.
Well, nobody's heard about it. Nobody's heard from them.
Yeah. No one can find the Lost Generation. No one's heard about the Silent. That's so funny. I'm sorry.
And after the generation that nobody spoke, we have the baby boomer generation.
Boomer.
And that is, as the we found out, Donna Smeagol.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Hey, Albert.
What's your years?
She's okay.
We have 1946 to 1964.
You just dated my mom.
All right.
I don't know what she was.
Before 1964.
Obviously. Yeah.
Before 1940.
What is it? 46. Oh, 47.
Yeah, the oldest age today is 71.
I didn't know dinosaurs lived that long.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
The oldest alive is 71? Out of the baby boomers?
Out of the baby boomer, yeah.
If you're 71, you're a baby boomer.
Yeah. Correct.
Oh, if you're a baby boomer, the oldest you can be is 71.
It's 71, yes.
No, yeah. Did you say it started in the 40s?
No, it started, wait. Yeah,
1946.
Yeah, 46 to 64, yeah.
So you could be older than 71 if you're born in 46.
How old is this list? It might be backdated from a few years ago.
It might be. I don't know when the list
is. This is 78.
Oh.
Roger.
So that's 7 years old.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
So you have to subtract 7 from all these numbers real quick.
Yeah, real quick. And then after that, we have Generation X, also known as Baby Bust.
Baby bust.
Oh, you were a little buster.
Yeah. We bust the boomers.
Yeah, that was 19.
I busted a boomer.
Busted in a boomer.
Oh, yeah. Tally ho.
Yeah, that was 1965 to 1979.
That's me.
Woo.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I thought it was Gen X.
Yeah, no. Wait. Yeah, no, that's exactly what you are.
Yeah, he said it was Gen X.
Buster. Also known.
That's also AKA.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather be a baby buster.
You are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Than a Gen X.
No, it's the same thing.
I just don't say Gen X. Just say Baby Buster.
He's a baby boy.
Yeah.
Okay. She's a baby boomer, and I'm a baby buster.
Absolutely. Okay. And then we have 1980 to 1995. We have Generation Y, the Millennial. Yeah. We got Millennials.
That's Eddie. That's DJ Tuck.
Millennial.
That was about me.
Yeah, man.
Huh?
What? She's over there talking about me.
Hang on.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Now we're back. I'm sorry.
Holy shit. Where are we at? We just talked about the millennials real quick.
Yeah, we're just telling them.
Oh, yeah. So you, millennials, you, that's DJ Tub Tub.
Yeah.
DJ
yeah.
Tubby.
And Tiffany. Yeah. Yeah. And Ryan would have been.
Yeah,
1980 to 95. Yeah. Yeah, man. And then after that, we have Generation Z, which is me. Me and you, Spencer. Yeah. Yeah.
Gen Z.
Yeah, I feel like the.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
That's 1996 to 2010.
Yeah. The shitstorm started happening in 2001, and we all know it. Around September.
Yeah.
That's when, like, that generation was like, fuck you guys. Like, you weren't here.
What was that?
You weren't here.
September of 01. That's
yeah, it's 9/11.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, anybody that was born after that hasn't been through what true America needed. That's
Wait,
why
what?
People
what
are
they,
pieces of shit.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
The trauma, the collective trauma that we all endured. Yeah.
So, like, when people talk about Gen Z and how they're pieces of shit, just know that, like, you're talking post 9/11. That's what you should be talking. Because I don't want to be put apart. I don't want to be a part of the shitty Gen Z.
It's from 1996, though, so that was also before. So
yeah,
no,
but
I know,
he's saying
and I'm
he's
a part
of
Gen
the better
Z,
Gen Z.
But I'm not. I'm a part of the good Gen Z.
Okay,
so are you?
9/11.
Same by a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was born in 2000.
Saying,
exactly.
Thank you very Gen much. Z's pre 9/11 are better than post 9/11 Gen Z's.
Yeah, because they haven't lived through it. You know?
Gen Z point A.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Point Gen B are the ones that everyone's like, fuck Gen Z. It's
listen,
fuck post 9/11, baby.
So I was born in 2000, but a lot of people that I meet, some of the people that I meet, are born in 1997, 98, whatever.
That's a good one.
That's
like
you.
Story.
That's,
God, you're young.
That's included. Yeah, okay, calm
down. Yeah, but
down.
You haven't yelled at me about it. You yelled at
someone I haven't
else.
Yelled at you, because anybody that was born in 1998 or 9 or
we'll
7
brag about
or
it,
whatever
or
the fuck,
brag
you're
about
like,
the
yeah, man,
baby.
I was part of the 90s, dude. Yeah, dude. And I look at him, I'm like, how are those fucking few years in the 90s for you? You remember them a lot? Yeah. And it shuts them up all the time because I'm sick. I'm sick of it. All right. I am.
I do.
He gets ragged on for being 2000.
Yeah, man. I'm a fucking child.
There was this one. There was
64
yeah.
came
yeah.
out when the PlayStation
yeah,
came
I mean,
out.
No, it was lit. Like, I was playing it because
my gargoyles my older, yeah. and shit.
But yeah. not at that time. And it was just funny because one person we know. Was bragging about to Dennis about being born in 98, and he was born in 2000. Hey, you're a 2000s baby.
And I asked them,
and he got so pissed.
I asked them. I was like, "Well, okay." I was like, "What year were you born?" And they're like, "97 or 98."
98, yeah.
Yeah, they're like 98, and I was like, "Oh, how are those few years in the 90s?" And you remember a lot, yeah.
It was 2 years.
I feel like it went a little more aggressive than that.
Yeah, literally.
I feel like you whipped around and were like, "How were you 2 years in the 90s?"
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
It was really quick. Yeah, yeah I wasn't having it, but after
you're a millennial baby, like millennium baby. Even though you're not a millennial, you're a millennium.
Yep.
You're a Y2K kid.
Cool thing about it was I was in two millenniums, or I turned 16 before. When I turned 16 or before I turned 16, it was something like that. I was in two millenniums,
three decades.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then.
Like I did milestones before I was 16.
There you go.
And then after Generation Z, we have Generation Alpha, which is from 2011 to 2025.
Those
and I just learned about that one
ones.
Today, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Which is funny
so
to
we're
me.
We're starting over.
Because it makes
Generation
me think.
A.
Yeah. It makes
so
me
you
think.
Just call them all Elf.
Oh, elf. Like Elf, oh. like ALF.
Like
yeah.
Alien
life form. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
There
that was one of my favorite
here?
Shows.
Oh,
I'm hungry.
I thought you had an Elf, but I forgot it's a California raisin.
You know, I know I'm supposed to be the fact checker.
There's some elves around here somewhere.
I'm sure.
I know I'm supposed to be the fact checker, but I want to know who fucking comes up with the names. Of generations.
Yeah, they're kind of off, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, what's next? Is it just going to go Bravo, Charlie, fucking Delta? Like,
what's
going to happen?
Shouldn't the millennials be somebody that was born in 2000? Like,
well, they
the
thought
new
we
millennium?
Were going to get there.
It didn't happen yet, so, you know, they didn't know
they
what to call
impatient.
It.
They were impatient. Same thing with the greatest generation. It didn't happen yet. That's Roger's excuse.
I can't think that far ahead. We have a millennium, new millennium.
See, the gen out. Go. No, you go.
No, fuck off.
How many times what?
You know how many times that people thought we were going to fucking die with every year?
Oh,
we were
yeah,
like,
yeah.
1999, that's too many nines, man. We're going to die.
And then 2000?
Oh, fucking crashes. Yeah, the computers were all going to crash in 2000.
What was the big deal about 2012? Oh, because that's when the Mayan calendar.
Yeah,
dude,
that's where it ended.
That's a wild party. That's a last call story.
December 21st, 2012. I remember the date vividly. Yep, it was my grandmother's birthday.
They made a movie about it.
They did. And fucking
I know, I watched it
crazy
recently.
Shit happened. But, I remember on that day, I was like, today's supposed to, the world's supposed to end today. You want to know what I spent my day
holy
doing?
Holy fuck.
I fucking played NHL.
Attaboy.
NHL 11.
I know. Did you just notice it too?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, sorry, folks. It's time for Beer of the Week.
Wow.
We're 45 minutes into this
Holy
shit.
Yeah.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
hell yeah. Beer of the Week.
Start it because I'm excited for Beer of the Week.
Excited for Beer of the Week.
Oh, my God.
We have Oop. From the Midland Brewing Company in Midland, Michigan.
Yes, sir. Whoop.
Don't be confused. It's not Midland, Texas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Midland, there is a Midland, Texas,
there
isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Midland, Michigan.
Yeah. Midland. NBC is good. They have a meal called Not Your Grandmother's Meatloaf, and it is a smoked meatloaf, and it is fucking awesome.
Don't let your meatloaf.
Okay. Don't let your meatloaf.
Why are you loafing meat? What are you doing? Oh.
I hate when my meatloaf sounds.
I love it.
Midland Brewing
Company.
Don't
let it.
Midland Brewing Company. Oop. It is a 9.
A ranch style IPA.
Me.
No, I'm kidding.
It's a 6.2% ABV.
6.2, yeah.
With a 54 IBU.
It smells kind of, is it fruity? I don't know. It smells fruity.
It smells
hoppy,
fruity,
fruity,
and it tastes amazing. I have had it on draft
have?
It's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, cheers.
Absolutely. How you doing, Ed?
So while you're doing that, you check out the news of the day.
That's weird out of the can, isn't it?
That's pretty good.
That's great, but it's weird. I mean, like I said, I've had it on drive, so I'm privileged. But
yeah. No, that's real
very
good.
Good.
I like that. Right, it is fruity.
What you got, Raj?
What you got? News of the day.
News, yeah. News of the day is Playboy.
Nudes of the day.
News of the day. Yeah. The Playboy launched a new online magazine. That's really, really woke.
Okay.
So I checked it out. And, like, for instance, Miss March.
Okay.
Miss March, her measurements were 36, 24, 36, and 6. It's her dick, Spencer.
I got it immediately.
I get it now, yeah. Wow. I didn't know Playboys had facts in them, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you never looked at a centerfold and see the measurements and all that shit?
She my centerfold? Oh, I think of that song.
Yeah. I also thought that song, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, that was fucking back when I was like 10. Centerfold?
Yeah. Who's it by?
Jay Giles?
The Jay Giles Band.
Mm-hmm. I can only remember the fucking that part. That's that song.
Yes, that is that song.
Okay, I got really excited. I'm sorry. Yeah, holy fuck.
You're welcome.
Well, we drank some beer.
Neverland.
Drank some oat beer. I'll give it a 3.7. 3.75. It's not bad.
I would go with a solid 4.42. So, or 4.25, I guess, if you want to pull in the fucking other one, but. It's pretty good.
I give it a 4.531.
Tastes like a light beer. It's good.
Yeah. Got it from Ideal Party Store there on Johnson, or you can go to Salzburg. Ideal Party Store, where all the fancy beers are found.
Yes.
So check out the Untappd app. I am Fuzzy Lumpkus on Untappd.
Yeah. By the way, when we were doing this, when me and Dennis started mining crypto because Eddie introduced us to this certain app, and it was funny because there's a, you know how you had to look up my username to mine with me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had no idea what Eddie's was, and I typed in Fuzzy Lumpkiss, and all of a sudden, I'm mining with Eddie. So it was just funny.
I told you,
everywhere in the world. If you type in Fuzzy Lumpkiss, it's all lowercase and just the same fucking thing every time. It's Eddie. I swear to God. I swear to God. If there's, like, I guarantee you go on Reddit and you type in Fuzzy Lumpkiss, it's that motherfucker right
there.
Yup. That's
funny. Yup.
Yeah. I love Reddit, by the way. That's like... That's just good
shit.
That
solves half my problems at work is fucking Reddit.
Like, I got rid of all my social media. Don't get me wrong. I'm not on any social media platforms.
Which
but...
sucks, because I try to share shit to you all the time.
Yeah,
I'm like, son of a bitch.
Hey, yeah, for somebody who's not on Reddit, sorry, okay. I didn't mean to cut you off, for somebody who's not on Reddit, what the fuck type of information can you find on Reddit?
Anything. Literally anything. Yeah. Literally anything.
And it's
you do
savage.
r/ and whatever the fuck you want.
And see, Reddit is savage, and people, because they take their subgroups very seriously, the subreddits.
Some, yeah.
And so, at least the tech stuff.
And so if you get wrong information, there's going to be 20 motherfuckers telling you, no, bitch, this is how it is. And so I actually get a lot of very reliable information tech-wise from Reddit.
I think the best thing about Reddit is, like, it's not like your Facebook. It's not like Twitter where people are like, oh, it's that guy. So you don't have any opinion on it. People go the fuck at you. Yeah. Because you're never going to trace who that is.
Yeah.
So they go, no, you're fucking
it's
wrong.
It's like the old message boards in the late 90s and shit. That's yeah, that's what it really reminds
me of. It's really cool. I love Reddit because people are so fucking just themselves on there.
Yeah.
And sometimes more than that. They can be honest without you knowing who they are, if that makes sense. They can just be like, ew, that's fucking disgusting. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I get Reddit notifications on my phone, so sometimes when I read my watch, it's the most wild shit.
Well, when it first came out, it was called the front page of the internet, and it was like the media, everything that's happening in the world, it aggregated all of that into its front page, and so it actually would break stories and shit you could find on Reddit before you'd see it anywhere else in the world, and now it's more like the subreddits and really niche topics, and you just find those communities and learn more about that one thing.
Yeah.
I think the most wild notification I got was actually one today, and I don't know what I think Reddit's trying to get me on more subreddits, but today it was like, am I wrong? And so I read it.
Oh, that one's those subreddit are always is good. Wild.
Yeah, am I wrong? So this was the subject. My girlfriend cheated on me with my brother, and now they are dating.
Okay.
Am I wrong to cut my brother and her off? Oof. I wanted to reply and just be like, fuck no. That's just weird, dog. Like, was he going to ask you advice? Can I propose to her? You know, like, hey, what ring should I get for her?
You hey,
know
you've
known her longer.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know this question.
Hey, can I buy that ring off you? Yeah. What's her favorite color again? You know what I'm saying? Like that. Am I wrong is dangerous. That's weird.
That's crazy.
It's fucked up.
Wild. Well, am I wrong? Back in high school, I dated a girl with a lazy eye.
I had to
break up with her because she was seeing other guys on the side.
Oh!
That was good. That was really
holy
good.
Shit.
Am I
all
wrong?
The time, right in front of you.
Yeah. Fuck, you should have a Reddit. God damn it.
Yeah. Roger's Reddit.
Yeah.
Called Roger. Roger. Made me think of Stephen Lynch's song, Lazy Eye.
Run me through that.
Never heard it.
Well, you should look it up. I'm not going to fucking see it.
I try, but I can't see it.
Only on the side.
Yeah. You're holding over here, I guess.
I like Tiffany's lazy eye. She's got, when she blinks,
one goes
beep, beep.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like a delay, and so when she blinks, one eye opens, and then the other one.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And when she's really dramatic and like pissed off at you, it's like,
watch do gobble shit out of her eye, and maybe it'll open quicker.
Probably some of her fucking hair gets stuck everywhere.
Some of my hair she took from me when she was born.
You know what's bothering me lately?
What?
The fucking death of manners.
Oh.
As I fucking...
As he interrupts my ass with a burp.
Excuse you, Eddie.
Yeah. Excuse me. That's funny. God, you couldn't fucking plan that. That was
comedic timing. Yeah. Holy shit.
I literally had no idea what you were gonna say.
Those went away like long time ago.
Didn't
down
they,
in
though?
The south. Like down in the south, they went away a long time. I mean, we were down in Myrtle Beach one time, and the guys I was with, he goes, you know, you hold a door open for a girl these days, and she'll, like, fall in love with you. And, I mean, you know, we were going to a bar, and I did. I held the door open for a girl, and, Christ, she wouldn't, like, leave us that whole night. It's like, you know, I'm sorry I held the door open for you, but, you know, you're fugly. Get the hell away from
me. Yeah, you got a pen? Shit. Yeah, I got it right here. Good. Shit. You should probably get in it. Yeah.
You hold the door open. Yeah. Nowadays, the woman goes, fuck it, I could do it myself.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I've experienced that.
I have a story.
Well, you know what?
Experienced
then
that.
You fucking slam the goddamn door in your face and say, go ahead.
No, listen. I was in New York. We were going into the best tacos place. It's fucking phenomenal tacos. But some dude was walking out. So I opened the door for him. He looked at me like I was the most disgusting human on earth. So I went to go slam it on it so it hit his shoulder. Yeah, motherfucking slow closing door. I was pissed. I was pissed. So I reefed it. And it goes, shut. like goes in. And I'm like, fuck. And I looked at Robin and she was like, what the hell did you do that for? I go, I opened it. No, thank you. Nothing. Looks at me up and down like I'm the most disgusting human. Yeah. So I wanted to slam it on him. She goes, you didn't realize it. I said, no, I didn't realize it was a Slocals and Gore. God damn it. I was like, why take me here? Fuck New York.
That's
New
York.
Hey, as I said before. No, I'm just kidding. Fuck. No, but yeah, dude, fuck that guy. If you're listening, fuck you, brother.
Hey, what?
I was trying to be nice. I was Michigan ever, nice to you.
You ever catch yourself saying thank you to an automatic opening door?
Yeah.
Like you go out of. You go out of like Meyer or something. You step out of the door. I was like, thank you.
Open. Thank you. Yeah.
It opens. You're like, oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least you have manners, right?
I've done it.
There was no one around.
Thank you.
Somebody looks at you. Somebody looks at you from afar, and you just see a solo person walk in the door.
You know,
the door opens, and you go, thank you.
And I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to be rude, but did the greeter hand you an application?
No, because I was going out.
I do that shit all the time. Not, but with inanimate objects, if I bump into something or I knock something
you
over,
say sorry?
I say I'm sorry to the fucking thing. I knock someone over, go, oh, I'm sorry. And I drop my phone and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I do that shit all the time. Oh, yeah. I either go, if I drop something or if I bump into something in myself, I'm like, I either say sorry or I go, ow. Even if it's like the lightest.
If it doesn't hurt,
yeah,
you
if
still
it doesn't
say,
hurt
ow.
At all, if it's like the slightest, like fucking tap.
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
when
ow.
You,
when
you don't expect something, it hurts before it even hits.
And it doesn't. You're just surprised. Yeah.
Eddie, as a heavier guy, okay.
Say that
I
again.
Look at,
hey,
I
real
look
quick,
at
real quick, real quick. What? Say that again. Say that again.
I said, as a heavier guy. What's funny about that?
Just say it again.
As a heavier guy.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, it took me a couple of times to hear it. Yeah.
Okay. As a heavier guy. Oh,
you weren't enunciating.
Oh, as a heavier guy.
That's rude.
I look at things. No, I want Eddie's opinion because I do the same thing. Because
the other day, a guy called me fat.
Fucking I'm not calling fat. I'm saying a heavier guy. That's not
fat.
He
called me fat.
Regardless, Eddie,
me
I'm
in,
talking.
Called me fat, stabbed me in the arm, took all my money.
What happened?
Oh, I just hate going to the doctor.
Oh, my God.
So I know Tom listens to this show, Shipping Tom, and he's on the forklift one day, and he's yelling at me. I'm letting you go. This is part of your fucking thing. It connects to it. God damn it. So anyway, Tom leans over and he's probably 20 yards away from me and he's like, hey, fat shit. And I went, the fuck? And I walked up to him and he's like, and I can't even remember what he was saying. He said something, but I was like, did you just say, hey, fat shit? And his face went white and he's like, no, I said, hey, grab that or something like that or whatever. And I was like, oh. And so now it's a running joke. So now he literally will drive past and go, hey, fat shit.
That's great. I'm not calling you fat. I'm saying, as me,
Tom's great.
As me, like, I look at a space that I can't fit through and I'm like, I have to walk there and I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to say, excuse me. So I just go, I'm sorry. And then fucking boom, bump him out of the way. Have you ever found yourself doing that?
So I do the, oh, coming through. Or,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Because I'm not going to wait.
That's literally what I said.
Yeah, but like
I go,
a lot.
Sorry, just going to squeeze past you here.
Right, like. Right, because you'll be having like a friend group looking like fucking Dennis, skinny as shit, and they just walks through and they walk through these places. And I'm like, how am I supposed to do that?
You got
to
do, so you gotta I go, oh, going to squeeze past you
and
here.
I do that, but sometimes, like hit him with the op and then go like, I'm sorry before you hit him, and then you hit him and they go, oh, what the hell? And you go, I literally fucking apologize before I hit you.
I usually just say, excuse me, and, kind of squeeze through there, excuse me. If they don't move, I just bump them, say, get the fuck out of the way. Comes
up, exactly.
I'm a guzzler.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he goes, I'm going to be nice, and then it's fucking hands time.
Wow.
Like, we're going
to
throw
that pulled a memory out my ass of the drinking days. We used to call people cum guzzling gutter sluts. That literally just pulled a fucking core memory.
Cum guzzling gutter sluts?
Oh, yeah. Yep, be drunk or whatever, and some like fucking drunk girl or whatever piss you off and be like, God, fucking cum guzzling gutter slut. Like, what are you fucking? Hey, speaking of that, what's the difference between Iron Man and Iron Woman?
I know.
What's that?
So, one's a superhero and one's a command.
Don't look at me.
Dennis is still trying
I'm
to
computing,
figure it out.
I'm computing. Like, say it again. Say it again.
You got Iron Man. You got Iron Man, and then you got Iron Woman.
Ah.
I love that. I love that meme that I've seen where the lady's like asleep in the shopping cart, and it was like, "Hey, this dishwasher's defective. I'm returning it."
Oh. Oh. There was a comedian that I was watching the other day, and he was talking about dishwashers, and he was like, "Anybody never had a or anybody ever not have a dishwasher in their entire life?" And a dude raised his hand. He goes, "Really? So you're not married?"
Yep.
Hey, talking about dishwashers.
I don't think the wife laughed once. The next one. Because yeah, he was just like, he died. He died.
Hey, talking about dishwashers real quick. I got a little tiny little funny story. my grandmother, all right, at her little apartment, I walk in there one day, like when she first moved in. When she first moved in, I was like looking, you know, getting, checking it out and all that and stuff, you know, and I get to the dishwasher, and I open it up, and it's just filled with snacks.
Filled. Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. Her dishwasher,
extra storage, man.
Her dishwasher is filled with pots, pans, snacks, fucking extra storage.
Clean pots and pans or dirty
Yes,
ones?
Absolutely.
I didn't know she was washing them Lay's chips with the pan.
She literally won't use the dishwasher?
No, she will never use the dishwasher. She's never used a dishwasher in her life.
Well, she likes hand washing them. She likes hand washing them. That's fine.
She loves hand washing them. Yeah, she does.
This house we bought a couple years ago has a dishwasher, and I'm like, I don't know how I fucking lived beforehand. Like, this is amazing.
We
to
actually have a
functioning
one. Just plop
that shit
one?
In there,
yeah.
Huck a thing in, man. And spin a dial, and
the only thing,
done?
I get pissed about it. You have to wash the motherfucking dishes before you put them in there.
Nope.
Yes. Not even.
Yes,
I buy
you.
I buy
yes,
the expensive fucking platinum whatever.
You can rinse them off, but
I swear to God, someone eats spaghetti and just plops that bitch in the dishwasher, I will smack the fucking shit out of them.
Listen, studies have shown
run
that
water
you can
over
just,
it.
Studies have shown that you can just put that shit in the dishwasher and it will clean that motherfucker.
Studies also do dishwasher.
Depends on
not,
the detergent.
Detergent, yeah. I buy the expensive
the
fucking.
No.
You buy the shit from Aldi and
thingies,
you run it underwater, make it clean as possible, and then you get it in.
Yeah, and that shit comes out great. Only once in a while on a fork or something, there might be a little.
Crusty. Why
don't
you fucking wash it off?
You'll
never
get it.
If you wash it, why you gotta wash it?
I definitely give it a
clean
rinse.
Now.
A rinse.
You rinse
for sure.
It.
Yeah, you rinse it. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you fucking wash it with soap and put it in there. I'm saying you run it underwater, get the goop off, and put it in there because I'm not dealing with that shit.
You definitely gotta get the goop off.
If I get a fucking fork out, it's got goop on it, and I flick it off, that shit's going right back in.
No, because when I take it off, you flick it off. It's clean already.
I'm not saying you gotta.
Dog. You're saying that spaghetti sauce that you just flicked off was a clean spaghetti sauce?
No, the at the end.
You just
no,
said.
I said there might be a crusty on a fork or whatever, and you just flick the crusty off after it's clean.
Dog.
Have you never worked in a restaurant?
I know what
do
you're
you
talking
eat a
about.
That's literally the dishwasher at fucking restaurants. Before you roll your silverware, you got to fucking click the crusties off it.
Yep.
Because they just huck that bitch in. Like, that's.
I'm gonna throw up right fucking.
That would be a thing. And anytime you go
Fillies
to a restaurant,
at a bar, okay? Yeah. I don't need forks.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Anytime you go to a
pretty
restaurant,
pretty much every restaurant you go to does that shit.
Yes.
Throw up.
Yes, they do. Yep. I was part of it.
Yep.
All right. And I swear to God, anytime you go to a restaurant,
I ever see a motherfucker flip a crusty off in front of my eyes, I'm gonna take that fucking fork and stab that.
This is gonna sound gross, but just know, anytime that you're at a restaurant. Just know, there was some crusty shit on that spoon, on that fork, that they just fucking, they washed it, and there was some crusty shit, and they just went.
Yep.
Just know that.
Yep.
Absolutely.
As long as you don't see it, it doesn't bother you, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can't see, you can't hurt you, right?
You don't put a fucking plate in the dishwasher with a fucking meatball stuck to it or nothing. I mean, you got to rinse the shit off.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I was asking. That's all I was asking. But Eddie seems like he puts half a fucking dish of pasta in that motherfucker.
That's
and it's
why we
fine.
Don't eat at Eddie's house.
That's right.
Hey.
I'm kidding. And look, he's about ready to kill me right now. Look
so what do you call a vegetarian with diarrhea?
What?
A salad shooter.
Why do the hospitals have air conditioning?
Go ahead.
To keep all the vegetables cold and fresh.
Wow.
That was so dark. Wow. Well,
hey,
you know, one of our coworkers
was green, fuzzy, has four legs, and it'll kill you if it falls out of a tree.
What?
A pool table.
What the fuck? Like a piano falling out of the, as they're lifting it up, you know, like the old cartoons.
Yeah, or an anvil or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why was it always one of those two things? It was either a piano or an anvil, wasn't it?
Because they're easy to draw.
Yeah, really.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
Just a bunch of rectangles and trapezoids, man.
they're heavy. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I wanted to buy a trapezoid piano one time. A fucking
trapezoid piano.
The anvil. You dumb shit.
I'm sorry.
The trapezoid piano. Holy fuck. You're cut off.
Wow.
I'll never ever be cut off in Roger's pub.
Oh, yeah. What's dude? We made it halfway down.
Oh,
list.
Wait a minute! I got an Easter joke because it's coming up on Easter.
Oh yeah,
we didn't talk about that. And fuck that.
We're going. All right.
I'm sorry about the time, guys. You just have to listen to it to work and after work. did you ever realize that like an Easter egg hunt is basically just a bunch of useless sperm running around a backyard trying to find that egg again? Like they're doing it again. Who's gonna win this time? The golden egg.
Oh yeah, that's one I haven't heard. That's yeah. Pretty good.
Thank you. Appreciate that's it.
Real good.
Shit, yeah. Talking about sperm. Sorry.
But they always... trying to get some out of his throat this morning.
Got that anyway. Listerine.
Yeah, no. Oh. Whenever you're having a bad day, just remember that you were the fastest one. Yeah.
Yeah. Life's a victory lap.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for winning the race. Yeah.
It begins with me and my father's balls, and then suddenly escape.
Yep. Exactly. I remember there was a like a vine, like a short video, Dad. For you don't know about it because you're ancient, but the I'm sorry, I'm just kidding. The short videos back in the day. Okay, it was talking about a condom. And they had a group of kids run into a door, and they had a hockey net on the other side, and they just fucking went, oh, and they fell over, and they were just like, condoms, it's important. It was so funny. Like, they were just like, come on, kids, we got, or it was like a treat or whatever that school day, and they all ran in, and they held a hockey net, and they just fucking hit it and fell back. And then that one dude was just like, condoms. They're good.
That's
important.
Funny.
It's like a little girl asking her mom, how was I born?
So mistakes.
So she set her down and said, okay.
Alcohol.
What happened was your dad planted this little seed, and I kept it watered, and it grew, and then we cut the leaves off, and we dried it, and then we smoked it, and then we forgot to use protection.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Weed, man. Yeah. Easter. Anyway.
Yeah,
why does the Easter Bunny hide his eggs?
Why?
Because he don't want anybody to know that he's fucking a chicken.
Whoa. Jeez. You just laughed so hard it put you off of your fucking rhythm?
Yeah, I saw something.
You
like
have
a
tsunami?
Flying in front of my
oh my God. When you talked about you're just waiting for the end. Holy shit, it's near. Oh my God.
The end is nigh. Speaking.
That's the second time we've done that.
We're on the same wavelength. We're just two peas in a pod here. You know, we're two fucking Easter. We're two beers and an Easter egg.
Speaking of Easter,
yeah.
What's your guys' like Easter dinner? What's your favorite Easter dinner? Like, what is it? What does it consist of? What do you got? Mashed potato, deviled eggs.
Very classic. Very, like, you know.
Okay, run me through a fucking classic Easter dinner.
I hope it's classic because what I'm about to say might not be. But, yeah.
Just like Little Caesar's pizza.
You got the ham.
Cheese roll
up.
Yeah, you always got the pineapple.
You always got the ham. Pineapple ham. With the circle pineapples on.
Oh, you know it, brother. Yeah. You got to get that juice up in there. Yeah,
you got the circle pineapple.
Those are
on the
so
ham.
Good cold on a sandwich. And then,
you got the ham with the pineapple circles on there. Yeah. And then you got the mashed potatoes.
You got the taters.
Red skin taters.
We do the thick scallop cheesy taters.
Yeah, but the thing is, in my family, we do it for Christmas. We do it for Easter. We do Polish sausage.
Oh, all right.
Over sauerkraut or just the sausage?
I personally, as a Polish man, do not like I do not like it.
No. I know you don't fuck with Rubens.
Don't like what, the sauce, or you don't like the sauerkraut?
I don't like the sauerkraut.
I don't either.
Yeah, no.
I've never
is
liked
Polish
kraut.
Or is that German?
Oh, no.
That's, the sauerkraut is German.
Yes, yeah. And yeah, I'm also
German. Polish sausage over kraut
is
a Polish,
Polish
meal.
Dish.
Yeah.
My mom
yeah.
used to make sauerkraut, and my elementary school was like 4 blocks from my house. And I'd get out of school, and I could smell it. All the way home, I'm asking all my friends, what are you having for dinner, man? Can I come over? I hate sauerkraut.
Yeah. That's funny.
I hate the smell.
I don't like it either.
I don't mess
Absolutely
with it.
Absolutely not.
I mean,
no.
Why would you eat something that's called sour?
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you. Sour cream's delicious, dog.
No, I don't fuck with sour cream.
No, sour
I got
cream
a fun story about
dog.
Unless it's in an Aunt Joy cookie. That's the only time I'll eat sour
cream. You can't taste the sour cream.
Yeah. I got a funny story about
Aunt Joy's
sour cream.
Cookies are fucking awesome, dog.
Sour cream real quick, yeah. I remember one time I took a little edible brownie, right? It was a very strong brownie. And I ate that shit. And I was fucking couch locked for an X amount of hours. It was just a long time. And finally, when I got up from the couch, I was like, God damn, I'm hungry. So I go to the fridge and I see a bagel. The
fuck was that?
I see a, I see a bagel. And I get the bagel and I look through the fridge and I'm like, I couldn't for the life of me think of what the fuck you put on a bagel.
All
I, exactly. So at the time,
you're a genius.
At the
I know.
Time,
I know a lot about bagels.
Yes, it was a cream. Yeah, it was, yeah,
I had a Jewish friend.
But at the at the time, I looked at the at the time.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute. Why
at the,
why,
at the time?
Toasted, Dennis. Toasted.
Yeah. Yeah. At the time, I'm looking to the fridge, and all I'm thinking, and, you know, fucking keep your perverted mind out of it, but I was looking for some white shit, because the only thing I could think of is you put white shit on a bagel. And
wait,
you
really do.
Yeah, you do.
You really? Most of the time, put it in
better
it.
Better than brown shit or black shit.
But. Yeah, but I fucking look through this fridge, and I see this white shit.
Nope.
It was sour cream.
Oh.
There it is.
It was sour cream. And
oh,
I fucking look
no.
at it, and I'm like, yep, that's it. I fucking spread that shit all over that bagel, and I'm like, fuck, yes. Yeah, dude.
I spread that shit all over.
I spread that shit all over that bagel, and
tsunami.
I fucking, I took a bite of that bagel. I took a bite of that bagel, and at the time, I was like, something is off. Something is off about this. I don't like it, but it's not bad. It's not bad.
It's like the cream cheese turned. Maybe it's expired.
It was
became
just,
sour cream.
It was weird. It was really
sour
fucking
cream
weird.
Cheese.
Yeah. And I fucking took a bite of it. And I was like, this is fucking gross. And I fucking took another bite. And I was like, and I ate the whole thing. I ate the whole thing. And then
trying
I'm
to
like,
convince
munchies,
you.
Munchies go so fucking hard, though.
Dude, it was ridiculous.
Trying to convince
anything,
yourself it was the right stuff.
Yes. And anything would have tasted great. And fucking, I ate the whole bagel. And I walk into my room. And I see my girlfriend. I see my girlfriend, Shannon. And I'm like, hey, I just put fucking sour cream on this bagel. She's like, you did fucking what? And I was like, yeah, I saw white shit. I put it on a bagel. And she's like, no, you don't put sour cream on a bagel. You put fucking cream cheese on it. And I was like, oh. Yeah, that's the story. But like, holy
that's
fuck.
Almost as bad as me using whipped cream to make my Alfredo the very first time.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
Something's off. Something's wrong with this.
Dude, it tastes
but I didn't,
so off.
I didn't fucking eat the entire thing like a jackass.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. It fucking didn't feel bad. It didn't taste bad.
Dad, do you remember the several years where Eddie just didn't take care of his one fucking tooth that he needed surgery around for years?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I remember when we went over there and he had... Dennis, we had a big family dinner, right? And he had...
Yes.
Some,
oh,
like,
yeah.
He had this huge-ass bowl of fucking... a fucking Alfredo, and then he had like this huge ass bowl of shrimp. We were having shrimp Alfredo, okay? It was fucking amazing, okay? We
like
all tore
blind.
Into it.
I was in blind
yeah.
pain cooking
and,
it the entire
yeah,
time.
And this, we were going on like, year, what was it, year two, three of your, you not fixing your tooth yet?
No, it had been like a year, but that
a year.
Week,
okay.
it had gotten
yeah,
so bad.
So bad, like you were going soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every time this man took a bite, he had to drop his fork and go, that was the funniest dinner we've ever had because it was Because he was like crying because it was so good, but he couldn't eat it. Because every time, like, he was eating pasta, this one of the softest meals you could think of.
Yeah, shrimp.
Pasta, shrimp Alfredo. Everybody took, he was like squirming. So well, he sat at the head of the table.
Well, and I'm
out of view of everybody. And he was
and I'm in so much hurt. That bad,
it dude. It was bad. So bad. It was Holy so bad, shit. And I'm in so much pain, and I'm on the verge of crying. And then they're like, "Do you want to say the prayer for dinner?" And I was like, "Okay." So then I'm saying the prayer, and then I just start fucking crying during it. And like, I look over at Roger. Sweet. I know, and Roger looks at me. He's like, "What the fuck, pussy? Like, why are you crying?
Why are you crying right now?"
Yeah. It's and I was emotional? Just like, I'm in blind, like literally vision blurry pain. And so the next day I called the dentist and was like, I have to get in here now. You have to see me now. And she's like, well, how long has it been hurting? I was like, a fucking year. And she's like, why did you wait till last minute? I was like, because I'm stupid. Please get me in. She's like, I'll emergency schedule you. And they did. They went in and did a fucking root canal and put a cap on it. And then like, a month later, the fucking thing fell off and broke in half, and so they had to pull my tooth anyway.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Yeah. So now it just sucks when I eat chips, because every once in a while it fucking stabs me in the gum.
I got a couple of those spots.
Yeah.
Talking about teeth, holy fuck, my wisdom tooth is one of my bottom wisdom teeth are popping in right now.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. It doesn't hurt now, but for the past, like, few days, okay, all my teeth are perfectly in line. My wisdom tooth on the left side is like a fucking millimeter just out of place. And it's just enough to start fucking with my gums and my cheek, and it's digging in, and it was bothering the fuck out of me. I have yet to make an appointment, but holy shit.
Yeah. Got to get that taken care of.
Oh, my God.
I never had my wisdom teeth. Never had to take them out.
Me neither.
No? Yeah, really? Me neither. You still have them?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know if I have them or not. I'm not wise, so.
I had to get mine out, but they could not numb the bottom right.
Yeah.
And they put the shot in, and over there, and then they put the shot in on the left bottom. They go to the right bottom, and they're like, no. So they go and pull the other side, and then they put the top one in, try it back here, nope. So they put another shot in, they pull this one, go over to this one, put another one in. Go back to the first one. Nope. Pull that one. And finally, he's like, it's got to come out.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And then, fucking
hurt. I understand the procedure of, like, if they're not quite in yet, they fucking, they cut your gums and shit. Like,
these were in.
Yeah. I was going to ask, what do they do when it's, like, already in? Like, what do they do then?
I think they still have to cut down into it. Because I think they had to do the same thing for mine. And half of it was fucking gone. And they had
I had a tooth coming out of the roof of my mouth.
Damn.
It was like a shark tooth, row of teeth. Hey,
isn't it technically the ceiling of your mouth?
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the ceiling. It's not the roof
of
your mouth.
It's not the roof. It's the ceiling. Yeah. It's inside.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, what do you call it when you lose 25% of your roof?
What?
Oof.
I love it. Holy shit, is it about that time?
It's about that time for
the last
call.
Da-dang, da-dang, da-dang.
Last call for alcohol.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again.
I'm going to start with my last call story. If that's
okay.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, I have cigarette tent. I was up north camping.
Cigarette tent?
Yeah, cigarette tent.
Is that when you put a cigarette straight up under a napkin and call it your dick or
something? What the fuck?
What's a fucking dick tent? Cigarette tent. What the hell you call it?
Well, here's the deal.
It's a dictator.
So we're up camping, and I was getting hammered. I was getting fucking sloshed. And it was me and Bop and John Man and just a whole bunch of friends up there, maybe 15, 18 of us. And you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. So I was drinking.
Yep.
I was drinking. And it was when I brought your fucking your drink holders for cornhole up there. And I ended up breaking one of those at 11 o'clock in the morning because I fell. And I, like Eddie has stated in one of his stories, When you fall, you just grab something. And yep. that's what I grabbed. And that thing was flimsy as fuck. And we both went down. And that thing snapped on the ground. And I was like, oh. No. And I was like, wait, I got to return these to my dad. And Hayden goes, it's okay. It's just a midget one now. Like, it's just shorter. And I was like, you're right. So, yeah, we had a midget cup holder and then three other large people ones. But regardless, we were drinking all day. And it gets down to nightfall. And you can't really see up there where we were. And everyone was like, yo, where's Smeegs? I was sitting behind a tree throwing up. And Hayden was like, oh, I see him. He's over there looking at the stars. I was in the middle of the woods. So he's covering my back. He was like, he's fine. He's fine. And John goes, hey, Smeegs, you all right? And I answered with, and just threw up all over the ground. No. And John goes, fucking mint. Sounds great to me, bud. We'll see you soon. Because I was doing that, and I got up, and I felt good enough. Okay? Felt good enough to make it back to the fire. All right? And before the fire, between me and the fire was a tree, a tent, and then my group of friends around the fire. So I stood up and I was like, this is the great adventure, Indiana Jones. Pulled out a smoke, popped her in my lips, lit it. Started walking, put it in my hand, forgot about it. Okay? So it was just in my hands. I'm walking. And I was doing good. Like I was like, you know, two steps forward, one step back type of movement. And I was going and I was going and I was going. Then I hit a fucking gravity pocket right next to the tent.
Oh, no.
Fell right into the tent.
Oh.
And these are one of the tents that had like the screen porch on it. So it was a really nice one. Cigarette landed right on the screen. Started burning like a motherfucker. Oh. And you know how that eats up anything. So it's like.
Shh. Oh, shit.
My body put it out by falling into it, right? So there's just this giant hole. And I look up and there's Hayden standing over going, what the fuck, man? I just got that for Christmas.
Oh,
I
no.
just got that for Christmas.
No.
And I was like, that wasn't me, dog.
There's some other asshole walking through the woods.
Fucking leaning on the tent. Leaning on the tent. Fucking burnt asshole in it. Cigarette still in my hand, fucking smoking because it's ash now.
Jesus.
And I tried to play it off and he goes, yeah, sure. I did not live that down for so fucking long. I mean, he still will say, yeah, you know that tent. And I was just like, you don't even fucking own that anymore. I'm pretty sure it's on a landfill somewhere in Georgia. Like, fuck off. You know, but yeah, he still gives me shit about that. But that was bad. I made it back to the bonfire.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get up with a little help from your friends. So, but anyway.
That's funny.
Yeah. Eddie, I don't know if I want to know about the beer fairies, man.
Oh, the beer fairies. So, we were at my buddy's house, and they were preppers. They had a basement full of food and everything if the apocalypse was coming, you know. And so in all of that, there was a 30-pack of Busch Light. And we're like, oh, shit, yeah. And so we're looking at it, and we're like, oh, fuck. It's like 5 years expired. We're like, well, it's still beer. It's fine. So we open it up, we crack a beer, we take a taste, and we're just like, what? What? Yeah, that's awful. And so we start, we're like, oh, let's, you know, fucking ding-dong ditch people, but we'll leave notes and these beers at their porch. And so we fucking walked around Essexville, and we left beers on the porch with a note that said, courtesy of the beer fairies. And it was like 11 o'clock at night. We fucking ring the doorbell, run away, and we watch them, and they come out, and they're like, what the fuck? Oh, cool. Oh, hey. Like, you know? And then we were talking about Mr. Smith last episode, and so the half of the 30-pack, we littered all over his lawn. And then put the note, courtesy of the beer fairies, on there. So the next morning, I'm fucking driving home, and I pass his house, and I see him in his robe looking out with his hands out going, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Looking at the yard, there's all these fucking beers and courtesy of the beer fairies. Yeah. After that, it was a fun game of guess my expiration date. We would play in his basement, and then we'd start grabbing shit going, does this expire? Does
yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Dennis?
Dennis.
Yeah.
What you got, Dennis?
Well, I got
call.
I have something that's called star tipping. All right.
Like cow tipping, but much hotter?
Yeah, man. No. not at all. But
tip that star.
Shit. So, when I joined my group of friends in high school.
Big mistake, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit, a tiny bit.
We love you.
Yeah, and I went to a little outing, a little camp sesh, right? And all of a sudden, my good buddy John. Yeah, you've heard him. John Asel, how you doing? Yeah. But he was like, all right, Dennis, everybody here has star-tipped. Now it's your turn. And I was like, what the fuck is star-tipping? And he was just like, nope. You're going to do it. And I was like, all right, yeah. And so basically, star tipping is what you do is you get really fucking drunk or you really get really high, whatever the case may be. You know?
Get fucked up.
You get fucked up. You get fucked up.
The rule number one, before you can star tip, you got to be fucked up.
You got to be fucked up. That is a rule. And you got to be fucked up. And what you do is if it has to be a starry night. You have to have a lot of stars in the sky. And when there's a lot of stars in the sky, you have to look straight up, and you have to spin around in circles. You have to spin and spin and spin, and that is what I did. I spun, and I span, and I fucking was spinning all around. Yeah, I was spinning and spinning and spinning, and then once you're done spinning, you stop, and then some guy holds a flashlight to your eyes, and you have to walk in a straight line.
Like point-blank range.
Yeah.
Right in your eyes.
Yes, you have to walk in a straight line. And I'll tell you what.
Well, try to walk.
Yeah, you got
to
try.
It's impossible.
And in my head, the amount of confidence that I had, I was like, I'm going to fucking nail this. I'm going to do great. And I look up in the sky, I look straight up, I spin. I stop. And then here comes John with a flashlight in my eye. And I'm like, "Yep." And I tell you what, I thought I could do it. Until you
have to try to stand. You don't have to try to walk in a straight line. You just got to try to stay.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Well.
It's true. You can try to walk, but it ain't happening.
Yeah, no. And I thought that's what the rule was. So I tried to walk.
Oh, no.
So there I was. I was trying to walk in a straight line. And nope, not even close.
You know what's weird about that, though?
What's
you
that?
Always fall on your back.
You always do.
There's never a person that's ever face planted. You yeah. always fall on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But shit, man, the amount of confidence that I had, I was like, yeah, this is fucking easy, man. And I fucking look up and I'm spinning, holy shit. And I eat light in my eye and I'm like instant to the ground. Try to get back up, instant back to the ground. And I'm like, fuck, man. Yeah.
Well, good thing they didn't make you play that on the ice.
Yeah, no shit. No shit.
He didn't have to.
In a weird way, I felt like that was like my initiation. To the group, you know.
Nice.
I was like, I fucking passed it. Did I pass? And they're like, yeah, sort of.
I mean, you did it. It's the commitment that counts.
Yeah, man.
No one's ever passed it. You ever see John? John ran. He fell for like 15 fucking seconds one time because he kept running and he was like trying to catch himself. And we were just like, go down. Just, you ain't getting out of it.
Go back down.
Yeah,
yeah,
just
go
down.
You can do.
He was trying to save it so hard he almost fucking bashed his head out. Raj, with the last. Call
what
for
do you
alcohol.
Got? What do you got?
Nothing spectacular, but
doesn't matter. Anything,
yeah, you get
all
you
your
get together with your
amazing.
With your buddies, and you're always pranking each other and shit when you're drinking. And
oh, of course.
Of course, we were up at the cottage.
Best place
having
to be.
Having a hell of a party, and a bunch of us guys up there around the bonfire drinking, telling stories and stuff, and it's. Like you always wait till the first guy passes out. You either draw on him, do something to him.
Yep.
And so Mark.
You did that back in 1890?
Yeah. Yeah. 1891. So Mark, fucking gets in his sleeping bag. Because we were going to sleep outside. It was a beautiful fucking day.
Yeah, of course.
Dumbass puts his sleeping bag down on the walkway right on the seawall.
Oh, no.
Gets in his fucking sleeping bag, and he's fucking passed out. So they're all just sitting there drinking. We're like, oh, we got to get him. So we go down there, and, we're thinking we'd just fucking roll him into the water. No. Well, we pick up each end of the fucking sleeping bag, take him to the end of the dock, and do fucking...
Oh, the one, two,
the one,
three.
One, two, three.
Oh, man. Shit.
We must have got him about 15, 20 feet off the dock. And all we heard was, what the padoosh? In a sleeping bag and everything.
Oh, that's terrible.
And then we're standing there. It's like, we see nothing. We see nothing. It's like, fuck.
We just killed
Martin.
Yeah.
He's in his sleeping bag, all zipped up, in the fucking water.
Oh, yeah, no.
We just killed Kenny.
You bastards.
You bastards.
So, yeah, so a couple of us, you know, dove in there and had to fucking rescue his ass. Jesus.
You hate when a prank goes so wrong that you have to make up for it.
Well, I'm figuring, you know, we just go down. He's right on the fucking edge of the seawall. You just fucking roll his ass into the water.
Yeah.
You know, 3 foot deep.
Yeah.
At the mold. You know,
that ain't as bad as when you fucking flip the pedal boat.
No, the unflippable pedal boat.
That's going to be another last call story, but
hey, have to wait.
Today was fucking a blast, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I had an absolute blast. Thank you guys for stopping out and hanging out with us. Everybody at home, check out Untapped, Fuzzy Lumpkus, Instagram, Facebook, and Spotify, Apple, wherever you find
BBBBabble.com,
us. BBBBabble.com, 989.network. And as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Fact check that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 989.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network. Samich LLC is your one-stop shop for pop culture custom creations. Get your favorite characters in high-quality stickers, decals, and more. Check them out on Etsy. Samich LLC. Print your imagination.